You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Didn't expect to see you, Fallon.
Oh, we aren't showing the footy at Jack's, so I came back here after my shift.
Oh, right.
Mum was feeling a bit tired.
I expect it's been a busy weekend.
Yeah. Well, I sent her to bed. I said I'd help Kenton out.
Oh, that's good of you.
Do you want one of the specials? Pizza with Peroni?
I don't think so.
Or a pie and a pint of Shires?
Just the Shires, please. And a drink for yourself.
Oh, thanks. I didn't think you farmers went in for late nights. Although Neil and Ed are risking it.
Well, I've got so much on my mind, I knew I wasn't going to sleep.
Yeah, can't be easy at the moment.
Yeah, so I thought I might as well see the match here rather than risk disturbing Pat with the telly on at home.
Yeah, makes sense. And it's more fun watching it with other people, isn't it?
It is. In the past, Tom and I might have watched it together.
Yeah, you must be missing him.
Yeah, I am.
It's Father's Day tomorrow and all. Sorry.
Helen and Henry are coming over for lunch at least.
Oh, that'll be nice.
And Rob, of course.
Right, yeah. So you've got an England flag up?
Not at Bridge Farm, no.
Plenty have. Have you seen?
You can't miss them, can you? What on earth have the Horribins done? Oh.
Just a bad dream.
Oh, thank you for going into him.
That's all right. Go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And I'll be fresh for tomorrow.
Oh, looks like I got here just in time, Fallon.
Oh, what? There haven't been complaints, have they?
About
the noise? You know, I could ask them to keep it down.
No! I've come to watch the rest of the match.
Oh.
Just finished my shift.
Okay.
So, I'll have the pizza.
Right you are, officer.
Harrison, please.
And a soft drink.
No, the lager.
Oh, I thought as you're in uniform...
Not for long.
Steady on.
What?
Well, we haven't ordered a strippogram.
Just my tie and epaulettes. For the time being, anyway.
See you, Tony.
See you, man.
Chin up.
Yeah, we knew they were going to be tough.
Oh, never mind. Bye. Bye, Roy.
Do you need to get on?
Oh, nah, I'll give Kenton a hand in a minute.
It's good of you to help out.
Well, I had nothing else on.
Sounds a bit heartfelt.
Oh, well.
Now that, what's his name's gone, you mean?
Rhys. Yeah, a bit.
But not just that?
No, it's... To be honest, I'm just wondering what I'm doing with my life. You know, I'm nearly 30.
Are you?
Yeah, well, 29 on Thursday. Oh, I don't know, I shouldn't complain. I've got a job. And I've been doing these vintage parties recently.
Yeah, sounds interesting.
Yeah, I just did an Alice in Wonderland one for Linda Snell.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's hard juggling that with Jack's. I don't know. Job in a bar.
Running a bar.
In some old China. It's not much to show for 3 decades on the planet, is it?
Well, it's been a lovely morning, especially thanks to one little man.
You liked the card, then?
I loved it. Thank you again, Henry.
That's all right.
Right, let's go.
Come on, then. Off to Granny and Grandad's.
I'm ready for lunch, I must say.
Isn't it great they've arranged this, Rob?
It is.
Fingers crossed. Maybe they've properly accepted you at last.
Could you lay the table, Tony? Tony?
Hmm?
Table?
Oh,
Come on, they'll be here in a minute. Put your phone away.
I just thought there might be something from Tom.
It's still early over there.
He knows what the time is here, though. I don't know why I'm bothering. He hasn't been in touch so far. Why should today be any different?
We probably don't have it on the same day in Canada.
They do.
How do you know that?
I checked this morning.
Oh, Tony.
Never bothered me that much before Father's Day. Take it or leave it. It's just...
He's probably still hurting.
He's hurting.
I miss him no matter what day it is.
Me too. But he must know how awful it is for us not to hear from him. Not to know if he's all right.
I'm sure he does.
Still...
He probably doesn't know what to say, given how we left things.
And I'm really not feeling up to this lunch.
You shouldn't have gone out last night.
I wouldn't have slept if I'd stayed in.
It was so late. No wonder you're under the weather.
Well, it's not that. It's the company.
We'll have Helen and Henry.
If only it was just them.
Look, I don't like Rob any more than you do. But we've got to face facts. He's going to be our son-in-law.
I'm well aware of that. That's the problem. I still can't believe it, Pat.
I'm feeling pretty isolated right now, Tony. I don't want Helen estranged as well.
Nor do I. Of course I don't.
Because if we lose her, then we lose Henry too, and I couldn't bear that.
Me neither.
So we have to accept that Helen's made her choice, and no matter how we feel about Rob, we've got to grin and bear it.
Easier said than done.
Promise me, Tony. No matter how obnoxious he is, we don't rise to it, all right? Our priority today is Helen and Henry.
All right.
Promise.
I'll behave.
Thank you. Oh. Hello. Oh,
I'll do the table.
No, stay there.
Glorious day, isn't it? In you come, Henry.
Now, careful with it. What do you say?
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, Henry, that's so nice of you.
I made it by myself.
I can see.
Mummy did the wedding.
I just helped a bit.
To a wonderful dad and granddad. Oh, thank you, Henry. Thank you both.
Let's see.
What's on the front?
A cow.
Oh, of course it is. Yes, I knew that.
It took me a moment too.
I'm sorry, Rob.
No, the one he did for me had a cow on it too.
When was this?
Today.
Henry made you a Father's Day card.
Yeah, wasn't that sweet of him?
Yes, lovely. Wasn't that a nice gesture, Tony?
It was, absolutely.
Of course, it's the Borsetshire show this week.
Yes, we know.
Will you be going, or are you too busy?
Well, I am busy, but I'll find the time. I'm on the lookout for a bull.
Oh, do you know what you're looking for? Breed, I mean?
Angus.
Of course. That's a good premium on Angus beef.
Yes, I know.
Would you like some more potatoes, Rob?
Yes, please.
Let me.
Oh, thanks, darling. This is a lovely joint, Pat. Mm. Using up the leftover pork.
Actually, the pig operation's very much a continuing business.
Oh, yes, of course. Well done for keeping it going.
Is that enough?
For now, yes.
How about you, Henry? Another potato?
No.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay.
What day are you going to the show?
Probably Tuesday.
Oh, I may see you there.
You're going?
Of course. In fact, we're showing a couple of heifers.
The Meg... Barrow Farm is?
Rob's very proud of his animals.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to show people the quality of our husbandry.
Yes, right.
So, what's happening on the farm at the moment, Tony?
You've got the second batch of leeks to plant, haven't you?
Is that with the planter you have to feed manually?
That is the standard method.
Oh, I've spent many an hour on that planter.
I bet you have.
It can be very sociable.
Finished.
All right. Just wait a little while, OK? Oh,
no, let him get down, Helen.
Yes.
Well...
No fun being stuck at the table with grown-ups, is it? Talking about boring leeks.
All right, then. Go and play with your bricks.
So, leeks. What else?
We've got some of our regulars in to weed the carrots.
Hand weeding, is this?
Yes.
Good Lord.
And I'm hoeing the rest of the cabbages.
I'd say that's by hand as well.
Tractor hoeing.
Oh, that's something. No wonder you're so busy with all this labour-intensive stuff.
That's organics, Rob. It's normal for us.
In fact, talking of busy, we've been thinking about the shop.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, with Kirsty having left, it's a good opportunity for a fresh look at the staffing, don't you think? Rather than just repeat what you've done in the past.
What we think is we should take the opportunity to recruit someone who could share the management role with me.
But you manage it perfectly well, love.
Oh, well, forgive me, but I've seen the strain it's put on Helen recently.
Well, that's because the shop's been short-handed.
But even when it's fully manned, she does have other responsibilities.
Oh, the cheese, you mean?
Oh, well, yes, that as well, of course.
So, we thought we'd look for someone.
Let's say a little higher calibre than Kirsty.
Kirsty was perfectly competent.
We'll have to pay them more.
It'll be worth it, though, won't it? Not to have Helen under so much pressure.
Well,
it's the sort of thing we should discuss.
We're discussing it now.
And I know how busy you both are, so I'm happy to help with the selection process.
Help?
Yeah, do the interviews with Helen, that sort of thing.
Isn't he fantastic? Always looking out for me.
That was a wonderful meal, Pat. Thank you again.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm sorry we've got to get on.
No. As I said, I know you're busy. And I think Henry could do with a good run around now anyway. Hey, old fella.
Yay!
Thank you for Grandad's card. You'd obviously put a lot of work into it, hadn't you, Tony?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Henry.
Oh, happy Father's Day, Dad.
Oh, thanks, Helen.
And thanks for the lovely meal, Mum.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Come on, then. Let's not waste the afternoon.
Bye then. And we'll keep you posted about the shop.
Yes, please do.
Come on, Henry. Bye.
Bye.
See you.
Oh.
I did tell you, Pat.
That man.
Well, wasn't that nice?
It was lovely.
You see? Now they know we're engaged. They're warming to you.
Certainly seems so.
And it's great they're on board about the new person at the shop.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the best way forward for everyone.
Yeah.
Right, let's get you in then, Henry.
I want to play.
Yes, we're going to take you somewhere nice. Shall I...
No, I'm fine. In you go. Don't sit on the straps. And as you've still got so much on, I'll ring the employment agency tomorrow.
Oh, will you?
Yeah, talk to them about the sort of person we want so we can get a shortlist together.
That's so kind of you, Rob.
And then I'll set aside some time next week to do the interviews. With you, of course.
Great. Come here.
What?
You make me so happy.
Oh, well, that's my job.
Wonderful man. Wonderful son. Wonderful life. It just doesn't get better than this. Come in.
Happy birthday, Mummy!
Oh, look at this!
Careful with the tray, Ben.
I am being.
Oh, it looks amazing. Did you and Josh make it?
They did. I didn't lift a finger.
Well, where is Josh?
He's bringing the presents.
You mean I get a lie-in, breakfast in bed and presents?
You do. Nothing but the best for you today.
Come on, Ben. Oh. Let's open the curtains.
Okay.
So hey, your mum can
happy
see to
birthday,
eat.
Love.
Mm. I was lying here thinking.
Oh, look.
About one birthday long ago.
Oh, what, you mean?
When I got my cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
We've come through a lot together, haven't we?
Cheek.
Hmm? What is it, Brian?
An email from Annabelle, ahead of the board meeting today.
Oh, is that today?
With an interim report from Charlie Thomas about the running the estate land, as I feared.
What does he say?
Well, I'm just getting my head around it, but it's not very complimentary.
Oh, dear.
I'm afraid Debbie's in the firing line.
In what way?
Conflicting pressures, lack of timeliness.
Well, you'll just have to challenge it.
Well, believe me, I will. The man's a menace. And he's going to be at the meeting, apparently. Well, I'm not having it, Jenny. I'm going to see if Annabelle can get there early. Get her on side before it starts.
Morning.
Oh, Buddy.
Good Lord.
Well, don't look like that.
But your arm.
Yeah, I'll be in plaster for a few more weeks.
And that's a rather serious-looking neck brace.
Just a precaution.
So, why are you here, Buddy?
I've come to work.
In that state?
But surely it's too early.
And can't afford not to. No sick pay for us, self-employed. And I've got some good painkillers.
But how are you going to get any work done?
I can still project manage. Keep the steves in order. Don't you worry, Mrs. A. We'll soon have you cooking away in your dream kitchen.
Do you need the smoker?
Not just yet. I'm going to check this sheet first.
For Varroa mites?
Yeah.
How is it?
Takes a while to spot them.
Oh, yeah.
There's all those bits.
Pollen and wax, mostly. But there's still a few.
Does that mean more icing sugar?
I don't think so. Not at this time of the year.
Right.
I don't want to contaminate the honey in the super.
No, I see.
Well, it looks to me as if the new treatment I used has had some effect anyway.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Are you ready with the smoker?
Yep.
I'll take the top off. Helen came into the shop yesterday to get an ice cream for Henry.
It was ice cream weather.
She was full of the joys, I must say. A bit more, Ruth.
Oh, sorry.
I'll take the inner cover off and then we'll look at the honey super. The bees stick it together so it can be a bit... Oh, there we are. Ooh, more smoke. They didn't like that, Joe.
There you go.
Good. Just have a peek at one of the frames, see how they've got on.
And you're looking for...
Well, I want it to be heavy and nicely capped.
And then tomorrow we'll extract the honey?
That's right. Second batch this year.
Oh, lovely.
Isn't it a glorious day? I was thinking we could take your birthday tea out to the hayfield, if you like.
Oh, I'd love to. It depends on whether David will have time. He's already going to take a break at lunchtime to see our guest sheep off.
Oh, the refugees.
Yep, they're going home at last.
I think you're overreacting, Brian.
Well, that's easy for you to say. You're not the one he's criticising.
It was important that Charlie had a free hand in his report. That's what Justin wanted, a fresh eye on things.
Well, there's a fresh eye and then there's a hatchet job.
And he does come from a farming background. That's something I and the other board members lack.
I'm a farmer.
Yes, and so we've always had to rely on your perspective.
What are you saying, Annabelle? I've always looked out for the interests of Borchester Land and you've reaped the benefits.
I know, but a different point of view has got to be welcome now and then.
Oh.
If there are weaknesses, then we need to know so that management can be sharpened up.
Well, I dispute that there are weaknesses.
It's in Debbie's interest too.
And she's not here to defend herself.
Well, maybe that's part of the problem.
Oh. Gosh, I thought I was early.
Morning, Charlie.
Annabelle. Hi, Brian. You well?
Quite well, thank you.
Did you get my report?
I did, and I need to talk to you about it. Mm-hmm. When you
say... Brian, now's not the time.
But I'm
telling
you...
No, really. I think we should have this discussion when everybody's here.
So, that's...
Buddy?
Yeah?
You were just saying... about the vent.
Oh. Oh, yeah. That's right. We're going to have to move it up a couple of inches. Well, centimetres. Up a bit.
Buddy, are you all right?
Oh, yeah, Mrs. A. No problem. No worries. These painkillers, they're really hitting the spot.
What sort are they exactly?
Not quite sure. I got them from a mate.
Not from a doctor, then?
No, he's a plumber. Anyway... If you can hold the other end of this, we'll measure it up.
Well, that's not your tape measure.
What?
It's your phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, silly me. Where'd I put my tape then?
And what Charlie said about the dairy is most unfair. It's been a very large operation to get off the ground, and I think our performance in the first year has been entirely satisfactory, considering the circumstances.
What sort of circumstances?
Well, we had some unforeseen staffing problems for a start, and that was bound to have an impact. And look at the extreme weather conditions we had over the winter.
But the whole operation's undercover.
Nevertheless...
You didn't have any flooding directly affecting the cow housing, did you?
No, but...
Or the parlour?
Not as such. But my point is that Debbie can't be held responsible for acts of God.
And I'm sure Debbie's doing her absolute best, given her situation. But after a careful study, my conclusion is that splitting her time between the estate and her Hungarian activities, well, it simply isn't working.
That's
Let
just...
Charlie speak, Brian.
Especially as she's based in Hungary and not here. I think, among other things, this has led to an over-rigid cropping policy. If Debbie had been on the spot, or if her communication with Adam had been better, well, the whole operation might have been more effective.
Yes, but we're living in the 21st century with modern technology. It's perfectly possible to manage the farm from a distance.
Do you really believe that, Brian? I mean, I'm a great supporter of technology, but But surely you need to feel the soil under your boots. Rub an ear of wheat between your fingers.
Right. Well, I think we've aired the farming issues sufficiently for now. Let's move on to the next item. If you could pass those round, Andrew. Justin's had his specialist team look at development opportunities for the estate, and I think he's come up with some very interesting possibilities. I hope you'll forgive me for not circulating these in advance, but at this stage they need to be treated in strict confidence. There they go.
Do you think Sue will be all right?
I hope so. They lost their Swedes, but the pasture's in good nick now.
Well, at least their land wasn't contaminated like in Somerset.
No, that's something to be grateful for.
Anyway, it was a good thing to do. I'm glad we could help them out.
Yeah.
Although I'm not sad to see them go after they gave our lot scab.
Well, Sue felt so terrible about that.
Yeah, I know. It couldn't be helped, I suppose.
He's given me a bottle of champagne as an extra thank you.
Really? Well, I forgive them everything then. We'll open it to celebrate your birthday, shall we?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Unless you wanted to go for that drink this evening?
No, I'd rather stay in with the boys.
OK. Later in the week, then.
Jill was wondering about bringing a picnic out later. I wasn't sure.
Oh, why not?
How are you getting on with the hay?
We're nearly finished.
Oh!
I think it sounds like a great idea.
Another anaerobic digester.
Bigger than the two we've already got. And a solar farm.
You mean fields full of solar panels?
Yep.
In Ambridge? Oh, that's a terrible idea, Brian.
Well, the board doesn't seem to think so. They were lapping it up.
Well, they don't have to live here, do they?
They want detailed plans drawn up toot sweet.
Why don't they put in a planning application for a nuclear power station while they're at it?
Well, just because it's in some glossy report doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Well, I sincerely hope not.
I mean, there's going to be massive opposition from the village.
I hope you made that clear. You've already had to cancel one digester project.
Well, I tried to remind everyone about that, but Annabel was very gung-ho about it all. Oh. Wrapped up the meeting because she had another one to go to.
Oh!
I'm going to try and get some time with her soon.
That's good. And if I see her, I'll give her a piece of my mind.
No, Jenny, no, please, no. Leave it to me. It's all very hush-hush at the moment.
Right, if you say so.
So how's it been here? I can't see much progress in the kitchen.
No, there hasn't been.
I'm going to feel bad about complaining now, given the state Buddy's in.
I know.
Like hitting a man when he's down.
Well, I don't even want to think about it. I'm going into Borchester. I need some holiday clothes.
Well, what about food?
Oh, I'll get something in Underwoods.
I meant for me.
Oh, go and ask Buddy for some of his happy pills. You won't even care about food then.
Shame Josh couldn't stay.
The hens won't wait.
Dad?
Yes, Ben?
Can I go back in the tractor with you?
Of course you can. Don't think you're going to drive it, though.
Oh. Well, I'm not sure the four of us are going to do justice to this.
Oh, my goodness!
That is spectacular, Mum.
Well, you can't have a birthday without a cake, can you?
No. Can I have a bit with a flake?
There's enough for everyone to have one.
I don't care about everyone. I just want one for me.
Ben!
That's my boy.
Can you pass me that knife, Ruth?
Of course.
Thank you.
It's Midsummer Eve next week, isn't it?
Tuesday, yes.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should celebrate with a bonfire, like they used to in the old days. We should have a party.
A party?
Yeah, up there on Lakey Hill.
Ooh, yeah.
Get the whole community rallying round. If we can all pull together, surely we can beat Root B.
Let's not think about that now.
No. No, sorry. Oh, it's a lovely cake, Mum.
Delicious, Jill.
Thank you.
Oh. This is perfect, isn't it?
It certainly is.
You feeling the early start?
Yeah. No, I'm fine. Aren't I pretzel?
I still don't know why you called her that.
I like pretzels.
It was an odd name for a heifer.
It just seemed right. Step back, Mum. Gonna do a tail now. This might swish a bit.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to get your dress wet.
Whoop!
Oh, that's all right, isn't it, pretzel?
Aww.
Shame Lily couldn't come as well.
Freddie, I had enough of a job persuading the school to give you the day off.
Well, showing animals. It's educational, isn't it?
I'm not sure your maths teacher would agree.
He sent me some work. I'll catch up at the weekend.
Make sure you do. Look, are you okay here now?
Fine.
Is it all right then if I find a quiet corner to do some work myself?
Yeah, that's cool.
There's bound to be somewhere in the showground.
That's a fine-looking heifer.
Oh, thanks, Tony.
Morning, Freddie.
Hi.
Lovely breed, Gloucesters.
We think so. We're not up against you, are we?
No, I'm not showing this year. It's been a bit... Well, I haven't really had time to prepare.
No. How are things?
Oh, you know, we're getting there. I've mainly come for a look at the beef lines. Maybe get a lead on a local farmer with a bull to sell.
Oh, what breed?
Angus.
Right.
Well, best of luck with this one, anyway.
Thank you.
Barrow Farm are showing a couple of their animals.
Barrow Farm?
You know, the mega dairy.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I'm sure your Gloucester stands a much better chance than their factory farmed milk generators.
All aboard. First stop.
Boss, it's your shoe.
Yeah, all right, Jazz. Give us a sec. Come on, man. I'll be starting the shearing at 10:30. We don't even know when we're called.
I've just locked this up.
And what with the queues around the showground? By the time we've parked up and walked in...
Yeah, I know. I have had cows to milk, you know.
Maybe you're getting cold feet, Eddie.
No.
Scared I'm going to beat the pants off you.
Yeah, like that's going to happen. By the end of the day, you're going to be eating my fleece.
If your shearing's as mighty as your banter, I've got nothing to worry about.
Well, I've got George and Kira rooting for me.
I do my own rooting.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, if you're that confident...
I am.
Do you fancy making that wee bit more interesting?
I might.
£50?
Pff, get off.
£20.
How about the winner buys dinner? Burger and a pint at the show, eh?
You're on. I can already taste the patty of victory and the bun of success.
Yeah, keep talking.
Oh, what's doing with the lager of triumph?
No, shut up and drive, you fool.
Poor sheep.
What do you mean?
He's so undignified, Roy. Being manhandled like that.
Well, all that wool in this hot weather. Must be pleased to get rid of it. And let's face it, sheep aren't the most dignified of animals at the best times.
I guess not.
Well, I could do with some coffee.
Oh, me too.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, it's nice to see you both out enjoying yourselves.
Yeah, thanks.
Did you have a good weekend, Hayley? Oh, I'm sorry Roy had to work on Sunday.
Oh, we're used to it. Had our Father's Day celebration in the evening.
Phoebe made me a curry and Abby poured me a beer. It's perfect.
How was it for you and the kids?
Oh, it was all right. It was rather nice, actually. We went up on the treetop walk in the afternoon. It was glorious up there. And it was one of Nigel's favourite places.
Yeah?
Well, that sort of thing pulls you together, doesn't it? I mean, we often find something like that to do on Mum's birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
Keep the memory alive, so the kids know about their nan.
It's so important.
Yeah.
Right, love, I'll go and pick up those coffees, yeah?
He's a good dad, isn't he?
The best.
You're dry off, Dick.
He's getting me a coffee.
That's bad, Damon.
And up next, it's Ed Grundy of Grange Farm Ambridge.
Oh, no.
Oh, I see what you mean. Do you think...
Nah, don't go looking for him. You'll miss it or not.
I suppose you're right.
Come on, Ed!
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
So, how'd you get on?
Oh, 2 minutes 18.
Ooh, not bad.
It's all right. Could have been better.
So, I don't quite... Why did Brian turn up at Neil's Pigfield?
Oh, well, it's something about the parish council. Although Neil said it seemed like a long way to come for it. They ended up sharing a tin of soup.
Oh, I know what's going on, Ed.
What?
It's because their kitchen's a building site. I bet Brian was looking for a free lunch.
Oh yes. Susan keeps going on about this. It's Alberman Kitchen, is it?
Albion. It's my sister's only topic of conversation at the moment. Well, that and this blessed road. Oh, wow.
Now, that's what I call a ball, Tony.
Oh. Angus, too. Look at the pedigree. I wonder if the breeder's about. If he's got any more like this, I'd be very interested.
Come on, mate.
Go for it, Jazza.
Thank you for the coffee, Roy.
Oh, it's no problem. A bit further away than I thought.
It's a shame you missed Ed.
At least I got back in time for Jazza. So, find somewhere to park your laptop, Elizabeth?
Yes. I was a bit cheeky, but I managed to find a corner in the president's tent.
That is dedication.
Well, I must get back there in a minute. I've got so much to organise before your husband whisks me off to this festival, Hayley.
Have you got the gear you need now? All the camping stuff?
Well, I'm popping over to the vicarage this evening. Alan and Usha are lending me a tent and sleeping bag.
Well, they're the main things.
Oh, and I got that camp bed for you.
And it's Usha's birthday, so I'll drop her present off. That'll be two things off my list anyway.
Yeah, it's a long list, is it?
Oh, I could really do without this show being today, but Freddie was so keen.
You need to learn to relax a bit more, Elizabeth.
Yeah, easier said than done.
You all right?
Oh. Hi, Ed.
Hello.
You all right, mate?
Did you see me?
Oh, you looked really fast. What was it, 2 minutes?
2 minutes, 18 seconds. That's not bad, but we're up against it here. There's a couple of Kiwis, they're really hot stuff.
Yeah, and I've heard they're quite fast shearers as well.
George and Kira reckon that I'm going to get first place.
Oh, that's sweet.
To be honest, I'll just be happy if I beat Jazz.
Well, he's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Oh, while I was in the president's tent, I met the chap who's working with Home Farm and the estate now. Charlie something.
Well, but I don't know him.
Very smart.
Oh, yes.
And gallant. I didn't realise how low my battery was, and well, he shot off and found a charger for me.
Really? Knight in shining armour, then?
Oh, no. No, nothing like that. He's far too young for me.
People don't get so hung up on that nowadays. You're a very attractive woman. Isn't she, Roy?
Yeah, very.
And after all you've been through, you deserve a bit of fun, Elizabeth.
He's nearly finished.
Oh, right, come on, Jazza! Oh, sorry, Ed.
It's no sweat.
Just being friendly.
Keep going! Do well, but not as well as Ed!
Done!
Is that it?
Oh, yeah, no, he's done. Oh, 2:16! Oh, he beat me by 2 seconds. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, no probs.
Jazza! Well done, mate.
Did you see me?
Yep, fair play.
Bad, was it?
Just edged it.
I tell we, George, it was a dead heat.
What, really?
It's 2 seconds between pals.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
No problem. You still owe me a dinner, mind.
I'm not too late, am I?
No. They've not long come into the ring.
Oh, thank goodness. Freddie would have killed me if I'd missed his big moment. Where is he?
Third from the end. See?
Oh, yes.
You weren't being distracted by Charlie, were you?
No, I was working. Although, he did bring me a glass of wine.
Oh, I see.
He was just being a gentleman.
If you say so, Elizabeth.
Anyway, what would David say if I took up with the enemy?
Pardon?
Oh, well, he works for Justin Elliott, doesn't he? So, no matter how well cut his tweeds...
What?
Well, it's the judge, see? He's asked Freddie to move Pretzel further up the line.
Is that good or bad?
It depends which order he's putting them in.
Best burger I've had all year. I've had a few burgers, I can tell you.
It's Angus beef, that's why.
Right, fair enough.
So, who won then?
What, between us two?
Pretty much a dead heat. Not much in it either way, was it, Ed?
Yeah, more or less. But we were miles behind the leaders anyway.
Well, what's the best time?
1:48, one of the Kiwis.
Oh, that's going some.
You're telling me. Oh, it's nowhere near the world record, though.
What's that, then?
About 45 seconds.
Oh, surely that's impossible.
No, straight up.
Blimey. So, no medals for either of you, then?
Not this time, but it is only our second year, though.
Oh, sure.
It's just nice to have a bit of competition that doesn't end in a punch-up.
Sorry?
He means, like, with him and his brother.
Oh, yes, I see.
And Emma's bringing the kids after school, so that'll be good.
Oh, great.
How'd you get on, Tony? Did you find that breeder?
I did. And I'm going to visit him next week.
Oh, good. Yeah, with a bull like that, you could raise a brilliant herd.
I need to. The future of Bridge Farm depends on it.
Oh, yeah, I thought we'd find you near the food.
A man got to eat.
You don't have to talk at the same time, though, Jazza.
Sorry.
Oh, Freddy, how did you get on?
Hey, go on, Freddy.
Highly commended.
Oh, well done.
Oh, yeah, congratulations, mate.
And Berry Farm's got a third.
What? Oh, I don't know what the world's coming to. I think I need a beer after that news.
Good idea. Come on, Ed. Time to pay up the rest of your gambling debt.
Yeah, all right. See you later.
Yeah,
bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Well, I think you deserve a celebration lunch, Freddy. Are you hungry?
I'm a 14-year-old boy. What sort of question is that?
Say no more. Excuse us.
Yeah, of course, Elizabeth.
No problem.
So, what do you fancy?
Can I have one of those buns?
That's nice for them.
Yeah.
She does have it tough, though, doesn't she?
Makes you realise how lucky we are.
Hmm. You make sure she has a good time at this festival, Roy.
Yeah, I will. I promise.
Well, that was a very successful trip.
It's nice when you get everything you need, isn't it? Give me a sec, Mum.
What is it?
Just see who this text is.
I'll go in and put the kettle on.
Oh, dear.
What is it?
It's Matt. Anthea's had to go home. She's not well.
Oh.
He's in a bit of a flap. Look, I'm sorry, Mum. I'd better get back to the office.
Oh, of course, Lillian, if you have to.
We'll have that cuppa another time.
Yes, that's fine, dear. You get off. Thank you for the lift.
No problem.
Hello, Bill. Did you miss me? I've got a little treat for you and Ben. Where is Ben? Bill? Ben! I'm back! I've got some... Oh, there you are. Ben, are you all right? Yes, Bill, I can see. He doesn't quite look himself, does he? Have you... Oh, what's happened to your nose?
You know what 10 megawatts means, don't you?
I've not really had time to look it up.
Well, that'll be about 50 acres of prime Ambridge land covered with solar panels. Mother's up in arms, Adam.
Anjay, can you help Kaya get that batch to the cold store?
And as for this idea of another digester unit... I mean, Justin's talking about importing food processing waste.
Ah.
And domestic waste, that sort of thing.
Well, that'll be controversial.
I mean, it was one of the reasons our first AD proposal failed.
Oh, I remember.
People balking at smelly trucks trundling past their front gardens.
Well, it's only to be expected, isn't it? Damara's made it clear from the beginning. They see their job as maximising income from the estate regardless.
It's just the scale, though.
Yeah, they don't view the land the same way we do. You know, some things we might think are sacrosanct, they're just not a consideration.
Absolutely.
You know, I envy them in a way. Must make life a lot easier.
Well, they're going to find it far from easy pushing these energy proposals through.
To be honest, Brian, I can't give it much thought right now. With Charlie on my shoulder, my biggest worry is harvest.
Well, you've got a few weeks yet.
If we're to stand a chance of retaining this contract, this harvest will have to be the slickest operation home farm's ever seen.
Well, with my home farm hat on, that's actually a bigger worry. Charlie didn't pull his punches about Debbie's management, as we feared.
No, I'll give him that. He's a very straight talker.
I mean, you were right. He's got real issues with her being based in Hungary.
I've told him. She's not the one setting Andy and Jeff on every morning. The day-to-day stuff all comes from me, and I'm hardly a beginner.
No, of course not.
But did you really expect Charlie to just come along and give us a pat on the back?
Well, I feared the worst. I didn't think I was going to get it there.
We've always known that Debbie being in Hungary is, well, a vulnerability. Mm. We've had to fight the board on that before. Now someone's calling our bluff. And the trouble is, they really know what they're talking about.
Right.
So, I've got a big enough job making sure the practical farming's beyond question. That's why I want to stay out of any arguments about solar farms or AD units.
Yeah, but I hope we all can. Well, I have my doubts, though. Anyway, I must get off, because Matt's talked me into a round of golf.
That should take your mind off things.
Well, actually, I have strong suspicion it's so he can grill me some more about this road scheme.
Perhaps not, then.
Not that I've got anything more to say about it, but I thought at least I could grab some lunch at the clubhouse first.
He just doesn't seem himself, Alistair. That expression, it's so, I don't know.
Vacant?
Well, yes. And I had to carry him inside.
Okay. Well, Peggy, when you mentioned the nosebleed, I was pretty sure what it might be. And I'm afraid there's no doubt.
Is it serious?
I'm very sorry to have to tell you this. Ben's had a brain hemorrhage.
Oh. Is there... Will he get better?
I'm afraid not.
I see.
I don't think he's really suffering now. But there's no hope of a recovery.
No.
The kindest thing would be to put him to sleep.
Well, that's what we must do, then. Do you need to take him to the surgery?
No. I can do it here.
All right. He's 13, you know.
That's a good age for a cat.
Yes. I've been lucky to have him as long as I have.
I know it's quite short notice.
A bonfire on Midsummer's Eve. Ooh, how pagan.
It was a spur-of-the-moment thing.
If I was a Scottish policeman, I think I'd stay well clear.
Well, you're not, so we'll definitely try to get there if we can, Jill.
Good. Lillian, Linda mentioned you were knitting something for James and Landy's baby.
Yes.
A matinee jacket.
That's right, yes.
Knitting's such therapy, isn't it?
Absolutely. I just sit there happily clicking away. I go positively zen.
That's nice. Well, I'd better get on. I'm sure you're both very busy.
Yeah, we are a bit. No Anthea today.
Oh, well, I do hope you can get to the bonfire. It should be quite a party.
Sounds like it. Bye then, Jill.
Bye. Bye, Matt.
Yeah, see ya. Pushcat. This knitting of yours, it's as good as yoga, then.
Yes, it's very relaxing.
So when you're actually doing it, you creeping downstairs in the middle of the night?
What do you mean?
Because I could be wrong, but I haven't seen you with needles in your hand for, it's got to be 2 weeks.
All right. If you must know, I've subcontracted it.
What, 02, a 10-year-old in the Philippines?
Mum.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, much better idea, exploit the elderly.
She was very happy to do it. But you mustn't breathe a word of this to anyone.
Oh, well, not much danger of that. The subject of baby knitwear don't come up much at the golf club. Speaking of which...
And I especially don't want Linda to find out. I'd never hear the end of it. Where are you going?
I just told you, the golf club.
What?
Meeting Brian.
Haven't you noticed we're a man down today?
Well, it's only 9 holes. Bit like that jumper you were knitting.
Are you ready, then?
Yes. It's all right, Bill. Ben's just... It's all right.
So, if I could ask you to press down on his paw, Peggy, just above where I've shaved it.
Like this?
It doesn't have to be hard. That's good.
so. Goodbye, Ben.
He won't feel anything.
No, I know.
There.
It's for the best, Bill.
It takes effect very quickly. Yes, I think. Let me just check his heart. Yes, he's gone.
Thank you, Alistair.
I'll just close his eyes. There, all done. I'll go and get a basket from the car.
All right.
I'll leave you with him for a few moments.
Thank you. Yes, Bill. It's just you and me now. We'll have to be strong for each other, won't we?
Brian!
Hi, Matt.
Well, you're just in time.
What do you mean?
We just made it. We tee off in 5 minutes.
What? Our tee-off time's 1:15, isn't it?
1:45.
Hey? Well, I was going to have a quick lunch first.
Oh, no time for that, sunshine.
Well, I...
Yeah, don't worry. I've got an old Mars bar in my bag. Oh. You can have that.
Thanks.
It's just as well I bumped into Shula. Otherwise, I might not have heard about it.
It was good of you to call round, Jill. I'll just let it steep for a minute.
All right.
Do try one of these biscuits. Lillian and I found them in Underwoods.
I'll have one with the tea.
All right. I was remembering when I got Bill and Ben. They came from Joe Grundy.
Did they?
William had found them. 2 feral kittens. I suppose their mother had been run over or something.
Yes.
And Sammy had just died. Jack found him.
In the country park, I remember that.
And Joe, you know what a curmudgeon he can be. But he was ever so nice that day. He turned up here and said he knew they could never replace Sammy, but if I could give them a home, he'd be very grateful.
Oh.
The Grundys were in that caravan at the time, so it was difficult for them. Worked out very well. They've been wonderful company.
Hmm. And you've still got Bill?
Oh, yes, I'm very lucky. Of course, Jack was always a dog man. Not a cat lover at all, really. But I remember once when Bill went missing. Jack was distraught. He went all over the area and then Bill trotted back as if nothing had happened. And Jack... Jack!
Peggy! Peggy, darling. It's all right. There. It's all right.
Oh, Jill, I'm so sorry.
No. It's very upsetting losing a pet.
It's not that. Not just that. I feel... Oh, this is terrible.
What? What is it?
I feel so ungrateful.
What do you mean?
I've got my friends, my family... I should count my blessings.
Oh, darling, I am sorry.
People are so kind, but I can't help.
What is it?
Since Jack went, I just feel... I am so lonely.
Oh.
So, so lonely. Oh.
Right.
It's not too much, is it?
No. We'll manage. Let me just, shift some of my stuff over.
I want it to be covered for all eventualities.
Yeah, yes, no problem, Elizabeth. Oh, OK, let's have the tent first.
There you are.
There you go. That can go on here. What's in this one?
Sleeping bag, pillow, blanket.
Blanket?
I thought if it was cold at night.
Your sleeping bag should be fine for that, but it's not a problem. If you're happy you're taking it.
I would prefer to, Roy. And you've got a camp bed for me, haven't you?
Yep, that's packed. What else then?
Oh, it's just the rucksack now.
Forecast isn't looking too bad anyway.
Yeah, that's something, I suppose.
Be careful, Elizabeth.
I think this is heavier than Dan's army pack.
Oh, it's all right. I got it.
Thank you.
Okay, then. Ready to rock and roll?
I'll just go and say goodbye to Lily and Freddie. Remind them to behave for Shula.
Yeah, take as long as you need. I'll turn the car around.
All right.
Oh, and Elizabeth?
Yes?
It is going to be all right, you know.
Yes, I'm sure it will be.
Thank you for meeting me, Annabelle.
Oh, that's all right. I know we didn't have time to discuss everything on Monday.
No.
It was a lot to take on board.
Yes, an enormous amount.
How's the family, Brian?
Oh, fine. Although my mother-in-law, Peggy...
I know, Peggy.
She had to have one of her cats put down yesterday.
Oh, no, poor thing.
Yes, sad. You get very attached, don't you? Oh, Fallon, can you serve us, please?
Sorry, no, I'm not working here today.
Oh.
I'm just helping Mum with auditions.
Auditions? What for?
Oh, she's forming the new Midnight Walkers. Well, trying to. We're seeing people upstairs today.
Well, that's all well and good, but do you think there's any danger of us getting a drink in the near future?
Well, I'm not sure where Kenton's got to. He might be changing a barrel or something. Oh, sorry, I think this is my next hopeful. No, Callum serving in the ploughman's.
Shall we go through there?
Why not? Yeah, it'd probably be quieter anyway.
So I know you're worried about getting a good night's sleep.
I am. I'm really not good if I don't get at least 7 hours.
Well, we'll set up in the quiet camping area. That's the furthest away from the festival site, so even if the dance tent's still going into the small hours, it shouldn't bother us too much.
Ah, well, I hope not.
Oh, and just to make sure, I've got you a pair of earplugs. Industrial quality.
Roy, thank you. You really have thought of everything, haven't you?
Try to.
Oh, I must admit, now we're on the way, it is nice to leave Lower Loxley behind for a bit.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we're going to Greensbury Fields to get ideas, but, I mean, that aside, our only job is to have a good time.
Yes.
There's nothing like a bit of live music to lift your spirits.
Good Lord, if that's his way.
Isn't it ghastly?
My hinds will think it's rutting season.
Yes. I don't think anyone else will, though.
What was I saying, Annabelle?
The village.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, I don't necessarily expect Justin to realise this, but you know the area. These energy proposals are going to attract massive resistance, especially coming so soon after the dairy. I'm sure you haven't forgotten what a fight we had over there.
No, but
demonstrations at the market, there were nasty scenes. Eddie Grundy was injured.
Well, that was very minor.
Yeah, but we don't want a repeat of it.
And wasn't that mainly because of the animal rights issues associated with the dairy? Surely this would be a much less emotive topic.
If this new AD unit is going to import waste, I guarantee people will be up in arms.
Well, there are always objections to any proposal. We can't let that stand in our way or we'd never do anything.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, wouldn't it be better to concentrate our energies in the areas of least resistance? Building up the market infrastructure, say, getting more tenants in. I mean, that's just developing an existing asset. And it's what we were planning to do anyway.
I don't think Justin sees it as an either-or. There's no reason why we shouldn't push ahead in both areas. I think you may be overestimating the likely opposition. Neither development would be near the village centre.
But I don't think that's relevant. People are already agitated because of this road proposal. It's a very febrile atmosphere.
Well, you're the local face of BL, Brian.
Exactly.
It's up to you to see that the village understands the situation the planet's in. Didn't that IPCC report call for a trebling of energy from renewables?
Yeah, but the trouble is, people either believe climate change isn't happening, or if they do, they want the solutions on someone else's patch.
People have to realise that BL now has considerable expertise in the field. We have the grid connection in place. It makes sense to build more power generation here. Unobtrusively, of course, with due respect for the beauty of the local environment.
Oh, I don't know how you can say that. The solar array Justin's got in mind would be 50 acres. You can't screen that with a few conifers.
I'm sorry, Brian. We are where we are. Farms aren't just providers of food anymore.
There's nothing wrong with being providers of food. It's a very noble calling.
Of course. But this is farming in the 21st century, whether the locals like it or not.
I'm sorry to interrupt. You haven't seen a guy with a guitar case, have you?
No, sorry.
Oh. How are the auditions going?
Oh, yeah, you're great.
Well, I think we could just squeeze this on as well.
Yeah. Will it be all right? It's quite a load.
Well, as long as I strap it down well.
I must say, I wondered how we'd get all this gear to the campsite.
Take forever if we had to carry it all in. Not to mention, we'd be totally knackered.
Yeah, these trolleys are ideal, aren't they?
Yeah, well, once we got set up, we should talk to the rental people. See if they'd be interested in coming to Lockfest.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just my rucksack then?
No. I'll carry that.
Really?
Definitely. Can't have you lugging this all that way.
What a gentleman.
Right, happy then?
Yeah, very.
Right, let's go. I think the main entrance is down that way.
I feel guilty. I'm not carrying anything.
Don't worry about that.
Very jolly, isn't it? All the flags and banners.
Just wait till the music starts.
You can almost feel the excitement.
Oh, you're in civvies today.
Nothing gets past you, Fallon.
You come to watch the match again?
Well,
the special looks great. It's a traditional Uruguayan sandwich with steak and ham and cheese and whatnot.
Yeah, I might have one. Now I'm here.
And there's a drink called Clerico. It's a bit like sangria.
I was actually looking for you. I went to Jack's, but they said you were here.
Oh, God, I'm not in trouble again, am I?
No, no, not at all. I wanted to give you this.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
How did you know it was my birthday? Am I on some police database?
No, you told me on Sunday.
Did I? What else did I say?
Are you going to open it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Can't escape the job even when I'm in civvies. Linda Snell grabbed me just now.
Oh, yeah, she does that.
Complaining about one of the council houses across the road.
The Horribins, with the St George's flag paint job.
That's the one. I told her patriotism isn't a crime.
What does she say?
It wasn't patriotism, it was vandalism.
Oh, Harrison, this is really nice.
I noticed you like big bracelets.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that looks great. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Well, look, if you're staying.
Yeah, well, I've watched the match.
Well, Kenton's flat out. I'll get you a drink.
Thanks.
Clerico, is it?
Lager, thanks.
Okay. Look, this is on me, all right?
Oh, okay then, thanks.
I'm not really working tonight. I'm helping Mum with auditions for her band.
I didn't know Jolene had a band.
Well, no, she doesn't at the moment, hence the auditions.
What sort of music does she play?
Oh, country.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
But one guy hasn't even turned up, so just waiting for the next one.
Lucky for me. How's it going?
Do you want me to be honest?
Always.
It's a bit of a disaster so far.
Oh, in what way?
No one's quite right. We've had rock monsters, One Direction clones. One girl was 14. You know, and the last guy, who was a good bass player, he looked about ready to fall off his perch.
Oh, dear.
Like Mum said, you'd start a 90-minute set and worry he wouldn't be alive at the end of it. The so-called singers are the worst. They can't carry a tune in a bucket, most of them.
That's the X factor for you. Oh. Everyone thinks they can be a star.
Yeah. Well, we don't necessarily need a singer anyway. Mum can do that.
Really?
Yeah, and the keyboards. And my dad's a guitarist. Mm. Yeah, he was going to join the band, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but his girlfriend put her foot down.
I see. Anyway, that's where you get your talent from.
Not that I'm using it much nowadays. Right now, it doesn't look like Mum's going to have much of a chance. I think she's ready to forget the whole thing.
Oh, that'd be a shame.
Oh, that looks like our next muso.
Where? Oh, Slipknot t-shirt. Look, before you go, what about having a drink with me?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm on these auditions all night.
No, I don't mean now. I mean a proper drink. And not somewhere where you work either.
Oh.
How are you fixed? Next week?
What do you think about here?
Yes, it looks fine.
It's a bit off the main track. Far enough from the loos, but not too far. It's nice and flat. Yeah, yeah, should do.
There's plenty of space anyway.
Well, yeah, for now. We can expect these gaps to fill up, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Won't see much grass by tomorrow.
Oh, gosh.
So, there's one thing that you need to be careful of. Mm-hmm. It's all the guy ropes. Very easy to trip over them, especially at night.
Yeah, I'll remember that. Right, look, what do you want me to do, Roy?
I'd like you to sit here.
Yes, okay, I can do that.
And wrap yourself round this.
Oh, gin and tonic. Oh, and it's nice and cold.
Yeah, and I'll put the tents up.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Just you relax and soak up the atmosphere.
I will. Well, if this is festival life, I think I could get used to it.
How awful for her.
Well, she had those cats for years. It was bound to happen sometime.
But at her age, something like that's bound to knock you back.
Yeah, Mum said she was really upset.
I'm not surprised.
No.
It's all right.
Is she okay? Looks like you got quite a job there.
She's carrying a lot of weight on her outside claw. They were just the beginnings of a bruise on her pedal bone.
Well, it's just as well you caught her. Don't want her to get an ulcer.
Yeah. So, food for the bonfire next week?
Yeah. Well, we don't know how many are going to turn up, so it's difficult to judge the catering. How about we do a sort of bring your own barbecue?
Bring your own barbecue?
Yeah, I don't mean everyone lugs their own grill up Lake Eel, just the food.
How would they cook it?
Well, I thought we could ask Kenton if we could borrow the Bull's portable grill.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Right, well, I'll give him a ring. And then I'm going to take a load of wood up to the top, make a start on building the fire.
I'll give you a hand with the loading in a minute.
Haven't you got any more Coropody customers?
No, this one's me last.
Oh. Well, if you're sure.
Yeah. Eddie's doing the milking and Jill's got the evening meal in hand.
Well, okay then. Thanks.
I'll see you there.
It's absolutely enchanting.
Yeah. It's good, isn't it?
The way they sway between the trees. Oh, such beautiful colours.
Well, they've done it really well.
All in the dappled light from the leaves, it's like entering a sort of dream world.
It's not what you expected at a festival.
Not at all, Roy.
It reminds me a bit of our Deck the Hall. Remember the fairies and the trees? Mm. Lovely that was.
Yes. Well, I think we should definitely have an art trail at Loxfest. The Arboretum would be perfect for it.
Art trail.
It wouldn't be as ambitious as this, of course.
Oh, yeah, naturally.
But, you know, a short walk with some striking exhibits. It's a real contrast to the main arena and the crowds.
Yeah, it's very peaceful.
I'll talk to Lewis, see who he'd recommend.
Oh, great. Oh, Elizabeth, have you seen the time? If you want to catch that sketch troupe.
Oh, yes, yeah, I think so.
Well, we need to get off to the comedy tent.
Kenton's given the okay on that grill, by the way.
Great.
So, if we tell everyone to bring their own burgers or steaks or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Right, that'll do.
Have you done?
Yep.
Because I'd like to get off and have a bath now.
Okay. Well, I'll watch a bit of the footy.
Oh, yeah.
And you can make yourself beautiful for this evening.
Well, it's only a drink at the Bull.
Maybe, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, me too.
Oh, well, that's always the way. I mean, there's so much on, you're bound to miss some of it. And you walk miles as well, dashing from one thing to another.
Yeah, still, I'm glad we saw the comedy. Oh,
it's great, wasn't it?
Oh, that one about the snake on the train, that was hilarious. Oh, what an amazing afternoon. Even the food was good.
Well, like I said, it's not all grot burgers, you know, people don't realise.
And this place doesn't even make a selling point of its food, not like we will. Oh, there's so many good ideas we can incorporate in Loxfest. If not this one, then the next.
The next?
Well, I mean, if we're going to all the trouble of doing the research and establishing the model, we might as well make the most of it, mightn't we?
Fine by me, yeah. Well, I mean, as long as it is a success.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
Oh, cool.
Oh, they really have got a lot of things covered here. And the trolley rentals, and this deposit system on the glasses.
Oh, yeah, no, well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
it keeps the litter down, and if the punter doesn't take his glass back, then one of the kids will collect it.
Oh, we must have a good look at the glamping area tomorrow. I mean, that's going to attract people like... well...
like you.
People who are a bit nervous of normal camping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although you've made things very easy, Roy.
Oh, it's no problem. It's been my pleasure.
Oh, no, I'd like to see that fire pit.
Oh, yeah, I think they have a sort of informal acoustic session there when it gets dark. Hang on, I'll make a note of it.
And then you've got to put your pen away because I'm going to treat you to a cocktail.
Oh, excellent.
And then how about dinner in the pop-up restaurant?
Anything you say, boss.
Thanks, Jolene. Keep the change.
Feeling generous.
I don't think it's enough to retire on.
Dave,
oh, good Lord.
Oh, I thought it was you. Hi. Ruth, this is Charlie Thomas. I'm working with Adam over at Home Farm.
Charlie works for Damara.
Oh.
This is my wife, Ruth.
How do you do? Are you having a well-deserved drink after milking?
I didn't milk this evening, actually.
No, we've got a part-timer, although Ruth does most of it.
Well, nice to see you, Charlie, but I can see a table free.
Yeah, of course.
So, if you'll excuse us.
Yeah, enjoy your drink.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Was that the guy you had the bus stop with?
Yeah, right, so.
Anyway, here's to you. Happy birthday again.
Thanks. I reckon it's been a bit tense in here tonight.
Mm.
Lots of people glued to the big screen.
Well, not surprisingly.
Well, Josh did tell me it would take a miracle.
If only we'd won last night. Suarez. He had to be Suarez.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit of a lesson for Ben and Josh. Hmm?
Ben's always had us in the final in his head, hasn't he?
He's got a way to go before he sees that.
Yeah. Well, we thought it was all over. It is now.
Oh.
Oh, no. I wonder how Elizabeth's getting on at Greenbury Field.
She was a bit nervous about it, wasn't she?
She's probably covered head to foot in filth and's lost a welly in the mud.
Sorry, me again. Look, tell me to push off if you want. I'll quite understand, but I really wasn't happy with how things were left between us last week. Could I join you briefly?
Well,
it's just for a moment.
Yeah, go on then.
Thank you. I'm sure I'm not your favourite person right now, and if I were you, I'd be feeling quite insecure about these road proposals.
Yeah, well, obviously.
And I should emphasise that I don't hold any brief for this road scheme. Well, I'm a farmer. I'm just here to optimise the operations on the estate.
Sure.
But what I would say is, even if the council does go for Route B...
Yeah?
It needn't be the end of the world, you know.
Well, that's easy for you to say. It's going to cut our farm in two, drastically reduce our acreage.
Charlie, my family has been farming that land for generations. It would be devastating.
I do understand how you feel. Your mother made it clear for one thing.
Yeah?
But isn't it often the case that a disruptive change can be beneficial? Precisely because it is disruptive.
Well, I really do not see
because
how...
Because it forces you to make big decisions. OK, you'd probably have to reduce your dairy herd, but you're a mixed farm, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, that's great. It shows that you're not a one-trick pony, so if in the future your farm has two well-delineated regions...
One either side of a dual carriageway, you mean?
You could concentrate your herd on the farmhouse side and look for alternative enterprises on the other side.
Such as?
Well, food processing, energy generation, the possibilities are endless.
Charlie, you obviously believe all this stuff.
I do.
Okay. What you've got to understand is that Ruth and I, our philosophy is totally different from yours.
This approach where the land's just a business asset to be squeezed any which way, that's not what farming's about. Not our sort of farming, anyway.
Well, all I can say is that if I was in your shoes, I'd be very excited.
Excited?
You'd be in line for substantial compensation. Many farmers would welcome the chance to make a major investment in their business. And I genuinely believe it could be a wonderful opportunity for you.
You've got more moves than I expected, Roy!
What?
You're a good dancer!
Oh, thanks! So are you!
This weekend's full of surprises! I thought it would be all rock music, but this place is amazing!
Yeah, isn't it?
It's like a 1920s speakeasy! Uh-huh. It's very decadent!
Oh, you like it then?
Yeah, I love it!
Thirsty work though, isn't it?
What?
Thirsty work! Find round!
Yeah, alright!
Same again!
No! I tell you what I fancy! Some of that hot, spicy cider from the cider bar!
I'm in right up!
Well, you've got to give him full marks for trying, I suppose.
He's obviously a very bright man.
Hmm. Just completely misguided.
Yeah.
I mean, if he thinks that that's the future for British agriculture...
But how can anyone imagine that to have a major road violating our farm would be a good thing?
Oh, well, it's all this loot we're going to get in compensation, Ruth.
There isn't enough money in the world to compensate for our home being destroyed like that.
No, there's not. You might think he can soft soap us, but it doesn't wash with me.
No, me.
We're going to fight this all the way.
What an end to the night.
Ooh-wee. Going out with a bang.
What is that man trying to do?
Which man?
The big man in the tutu with the beard and the boots.
It was ballet, wasn't it? It's like the dying swan.
Oh, I thought he had something sticky on his hand. He was trying to get off.
You see all sorts, don't you?
Oh, you certainly do here.
Oh, Elizabeth, the guy rope. Oh, it's all right. I got you. Elizabeth.
Shh. It's all right.
Promised. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to.
I do, though.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
That's my tent.
I know.
We'll be right back.
keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.